SEPTA is expanding its cameras on mass transit to catch people blocking dedicated transit-only lanes. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
Parking authority head Rich Laser says they're adding cameras to trolleys to issue tickets for those who block the tracks.
From the T1 to the T5 and the G, to make sure that trolley routes are open and clear. Because as you know, a trolley is not able to get around a vehicle if it's blocking the tracks.
Laser says the goal is to make sure the trolleys aren't stuck.
You cannot double park or stop, because then once you do that, you're blocking up. It's inconsiderate to folks on the buses, on the trolleys, but also you're hurting our ADA community, seniors, parents with strollers.
During the first 30 days, only warnings will be issued, but starting April 1st, $51 tickets will be issued to those using the trolley tracks for parking. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Philadelphia has a new one-stop shop to provide resources as part of its effort to reduce HIV by 90% by 2030. Anna Thomas Farioli is the Ending the HIV Epidemic Advisor for the Philadelphia Health Department. She says having a consolidated resource for HIV services is important, as the disease can quickly become fatal without testing or treatment.
HIV is a manageable chronic illness, but like many manageable chronic illnesses, if you don't manage them, there can be really serious things that happen, up to and including death.
The tool directs resources such as HIV testing centers, food banks, and resources for emergency financial assistance. She says it's just one part of the city's initiative to lower new HIV infections by 90%. You can find the resources at phillykeeponloving.com.